The coronavirus crisis has disrupted the global economy, and that's filtered down to impact the Central and South Coasts in a number of ways. The region's biggest port has definitely been hit.
The major segments of commodities coming through the port are fresh produce, automotive, and fertilizer. Fertilizer business and produce business tend to be pretty static when you look at what's happening in the economy. During a recession or during a good economy, fruit will sell.
Kristen Dekas, the CEO and port director for the Port of Hueneme, she says the key vehicle business is being hit hard.
There's been a major impact, and that cargo accounts for about 85% of the value of cargo that comes through the port. On the import side, and about 45% of the value of cargo that is exported through the port. So it's going to have a significant impact on the overall movement of cargo through the port.
The port has had to scramble. Ship after ship has come in to offload cars, but with processing facilities closed and dealers shut down, thousands of vehicles were backlogged in Ventura County. The dealers are open again, but the backlog continues.
The beginning of it, there was action to closed retail side of the business, the front end of the supply chain. And then at the same time, you had the hit on the back end of the supply chain at the port of origin where they're doing the manufacturing. But at the very beginning, when you closed the front end of the business, meaning the showrooms, you still had cars in transit on ships coming in, creating a backlog in inventories where to put all these cars that won't be able to move into the retail market. And so that was the first challenge.
The port had to scramble to find places to store about 4,000 cars. The solution has included some local college campuses. What's happening to the Port of Hueneme is happening at ports around the world with supply chains disrupted by coronavirus.
The goods started with the vessels coming from Asia, from China specifically, were being stopped from coming in. So they affect all ports, you know, all products. Each of us brings in a certain commodities, and some of us do the same commodities. No two ports are really alike, but everybody's feeling that impact.
Andrew Palomares is the port's deputy executive director.
It's kind of like stopping a vessel in the mid-passage across the ocean and just starting to turn it around and then have to swing it back. I mean, it will take time. Once you disrupt the supply chain, everybody takes for granted how it all works until it doesn't work.
The port's still busy now, but once the backlog of ships for vehicles is cleared, officials are prepared to see a major drop in business.
The new challenges with halts in production and slower sales, we're going to see a real change in demand for cars. What does that look like? There's a lot of different forecasts out there, but we do know at the port side, in terms of operations, we will see a drop off over the next couple months of about 90% in the volume of vehicles coming through the port. From a conservative point of view, we are forecasting about a 30% reduction in volume in automotive cargo over the next year.
The port CEO, Kristen Dekas.
The best we can do is make lemonade out of the lemons, if you will. Our port success has drove up reserves at the Port Authority level, so we're in a position that we don't have to make any changes to our employee base at this time. We want to mobilize with our stakeholders and make sure that we capitalize on any of these stimulus opportunities that are out there. We've been writing letters to our governors. We've been working with our various port associations to do our best to keep people informed and see what we can do to bring dollars to help.
Port officials say it's hard to assess exactly what will happen next, but there are some projections it could take years for the auto industry to recover, which could have a big impact on the port. There's also the 15,000 jobs connected to the port and its shipments. Many of those jobs, like the people who process arriving vehicles, have already been impacted. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.